Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast of Who's Here in the Hamptons. I'm Dan Rettiner, your host, broadcasting from my home in the Hamptons, where I have lived for over 55 years. I've written a dozen books about this glorious place, and I've seen it grow through the years from small tourist towns, quaint fishing villages, and a summer playground for high society to what it is today, a world-class resort for celebrities, artists, musicians, authors, and billionaires. In my podcast, I will bring you interviews with not only these people, but also prominent local people who have helped shape the Hamptons. Welcome to Dan's Talks. My guest today is Erin Krasnow, who is the new mayor of West Hampton Dunes, a town unlike all the other towns which were formed 300 or 400 years ago. Was formed, 15 years ago?
31 years ago.
20, I guess.
In 1993.
Yep. And you've just been elected as the second mayor of this town. The original incorporation was headed by a man who is now retired, but for all these years has been the mayor. But tell us a little bit about how the town was formed, what the size of it is, where it's located.
Yeah, we're the westernmost portion of Dune Road. We're west of West Hampton Beach and also west of the unincorporated portion of Southampton. We kind of run right into Cupsog Park, which is a county park. The village was formed in 1991. What happened was there was a storm a few years earlier based upon the groins that were built by Suffolk County, and the village basically got wiped out. All the homes got wiped out mostly, and the access to the village got wiped out.
This was a hamlet at that time, unincorporated.
Right, it was the unincorporated portion of Southampton. It wasn't a village at that time. And basically all these residents lost pretty much everything they had. They didn't have access to the houses. There was a police roadblock on the street. You really couldn't access it. You try to have to access it by water. Any of the houses that weren't destroyed in this storm wound up being vandalized and had other problems that happened to them from looters and et cetera. And a group of people got together and they said, we want to get our homes back. We want to get our property back. And they worked feverishly to basically, they formed a non-for-profit called the Barrier Beach Protection Association. And they used the non-for-profit to basically fund the lawsuit that eventually allowed them to become the village of West Hampton Dunes and no longer part of the unincorporated part of Southampton.
How many homes were destroyed and how many survived further down the peninsula?
I think the preponderance of the homes were destroyed and I think very few remain, but I don't have those. I wasn't around here then, so I don't have those specific facts, but
well,
there's actually
about 180 were destroyed. There was a tremendous amount, and about a similar amount survived just beyond it. And a whole new inlet had been created, which had to be stopped up.
Right, the breach, which caused the breach, which meant you couldn't really connect, yes, except at low tide.
So take it from there. Oh, I will mention I could have bought oceanfront property there for $5,000 underwater.
That's what people tell me. I was out in the Hamptons and West Hampton and Marrakesh in the 90s in a share house. And had I known I could have bought on the ocean instead of living inland in Quad 30 years ago, boy, I would have been considered a genius. I waited till 7 years ago when the prices were very expensive to live on the ocean.
Million. Very worth it. How did they restore it? How was it rebuilt? Do you know?
They basically were able to fill in the breach and they were able to then get surplus materials from New York State in terms of massive road machinery and contracting equipment and graders and payloaders and dump trucks. And they were able to get fill from the state and they basically filled in the breach and then they basically filled in and they made a road down the center of Dune Road. And that's how they started building it up. And then basically they started letting anybody who either bought or owned kind of rebuild the houses in any which fashion. As they said, it was basically the Wild West in terms of what went on at that time. But they created out of this disaster, an amazing community that we all love and live in now.
What I remember there was a police department formed, and was there any other building that became part of the village?
Well, it's interesting.
I think for a while, the village headquarters was not on the village property.
The village headquarters has never been in the village. It's currently at 4 Arthur Street in West Hampton. And one of the things that I was planning on doing is we're actually moving the village headquarters back into the village. The village constabulary, which was also formed about the same time, had a property at 914 Dune Road, which was part of the Barrier Beach Protection Association. The constabulary was there for the last few years, and then they moved the constabulary to the east end of the village, and this building became vacant. My plan, even though I'm jumping ahead, is to move the village to this 914 Dune Road and also try to build some kind of community space and center on the same property forthwith.
How did you first come to live there? When did you move there?
We bought here in 2017. My wife, you know, wanted a beach house. She liked Montauk growing up there as a kid, but we felt Montauk was just way too far with the commute and the traffic to go back and forth frequently, whereas West Hampton Dunes was about an hour and 15 minutes, and it was a very reasonable ride if we needed to get back to do stuff in Nassau County or she needed to go to work. And we felt it was basically the best of both worlds, and we could live on the ocean. And that's why we decided to buy here in 2017.
The election was, 2-3 weeks ago?
The election was June 21st, yes, 3 weeks ago.
Was it a landslide? Did you win handily?
I won by what I would consider a landslide. Yes, I did. We started as a three-way race. Then one of the deputy mayor who was running against Gary Viglianti, Gary Chamarki, decided that he wanted to do what was best for the village, and what was best for the village was to have a change of administration. And he then decided to support my ticket instead of running as a third candidate. And we basically won by a landslide on election night. We really went out and we got people to register, we got people to vote, and it was very successful. And it seems to be everybody's extremely happy with the results and the change that's going forward.
What was the reason you felt it needed to be, there needed to be a change after all these years with this mayor?
The mayor was in the village, was there for 31 years. His wife was the treasurer. One of the largest builders in the village was a trustee. And there were a lot of what we call conflicts of interest, and there was very little transparency. There was very little transparency to what was going on. There were a lot of people making money at the expense of other people. There were a lot of things that weren't necessarily fair. There were questions about spending, and that's kind of why I think people felt it was time for change. They were just getting, they tolerated it for a long time, and most people here are seasonal residents, and they weren't really involved. But the more we peeled back the onion, the more there were concerns, and people decided that it's time that we need a change here.
What is your background? What work have you been doing until now?
My background is I spent about 25 years in the computer industry. I ran a software company that specialized in what was called fault-tolerant systems. I had pretty much most of the major banks and brokerage houses as clients of mine. And I did that from the mid-80s to the mid-2000s. Then I went into the real estate development business, and I've been doing real estate development for about the last 20 years. I only do commercial real estate. I don't do residential real estate. I don't do any real estate in the village. As I tell people, my heart is in West Hampton Dunes. My financial interest is not. I recently felt there was an injustice in West Hampton Beach where the Valero gas station was charging $6 a gallon. It was the only game in town. And as of April 4th, I recently opened up a brand new 7-Eleven in gas. And now people have a great place to go with a canopy and when it rains and a great convenience store, and they don't have to go to Valero anymore. So I kind of, you know, I've done those types of things. I've also done some developments in some underprivileged neighborhoods. And I try to kind of give back to the community. And I felt that I was very upset about what was going on. I was on the zoning board for about 4 years. I felt that they were just acting inappropriately and improperly. I never planned on running for office. I never wanted to be a politician, but everybody was complaining. And I decided that I can't just complain. I got to kind of step up to the plate and fix it. So I've stepped up to the plate, and now I'm in the process of fixing everything.
What are some of the things that you're going to be brooming in or doing that is new and fixing the old?
Well, one of the first things we found out through the FOILs is in 2013, the village passed a law that was establishing a 5-person ethics board, and every village official had to file a financial disclosure. And for the last 11 years, they never put together the ethics board, and they never filed the financial disclosure. So one of the first things I did during my organizational meeting was I put together a 5-person ethics board, and I plan on having all village officials fill out a financial disclosure. So if anybody, you know, is even thinking about doing business in the village, which I don't think any of my trustees will, it'll be disclosed, and the ethics board will basically determine whether or not they have the ability or it's even fair for them to do business in the village. The second thing is I want to move Village Hall back to the village. For 31 years, Village Hall has not been in the village, and residents think it should be here. So I'm basically working on a plan right now to move Village Hall, like I said, back to 914 Dune Road, where the former constabulary was. And this way it'll be available and access to residents. And eventually we hope to expand the building and have some type of a community / meeting space where we can have our village meetings and also have some space that the public can use for other things, you know, during the year and during the summer season. Also trying to make sure that, you know, our finances are in good stead. Also making sure that we have FIMP, which is the Fire Island to Montauk Point federal program that basically does the sand replenishment and making sure that the sand stays on the beach and our beach is protected on the ocean side. And our beach is protected on the bay side where more of the flooding comes from, so that our residents are safe and secure, and that if there is a problem, that it gets rebuilt and rebuilt in a timely fashion. So those are some of the things that I plan on doing initially as I move forward in this position.
How many residents are in the village?
There's about 320 homes. I'm estimating there's about 20 full-time residents. Most of the residents are seasonal. So about 20 people, give or take, that live here year-round. Most of the people are here just for the summer season.
I just thought to let you know, at one point when that broken jetty had come through and formed the inlet, I went out in a boat with the mayor of West Hampton Beach. And from the ocean side, we were looking at a steel panel about 30, 40 feet high and about 70 feet long. It was the kind of steel panel you would see to create a place where a boatyard where you could get a dry dock by bringing a large boat in. And they had cranes out there, and that is underpinning the village where the break was. This vertical steel panel of that size. Part of it was above the waterline and most of it was below it. And the sand goes up and covers it completely. I'm sorry, I'm just telling you something for your own information. I've seen it myself. It's one of the most extraordinary things imaginable, since it's kind of like putting a new spine out of steel into a village. And there it is. Maybe you'll dig down and discover.
It sounds like a surgeon, like doing, you know, a back repair or something, and putting in titanium rods to help support a person who had an injury.
And back in the day, we landed on that trip. We tied up beyond it where the inlet was, and the main part of the remainder of that hamlet was, with all the broken houses and stuff. And beyond that was the place you will remember as Morgan's Whitecap. Morgan's Whitecap was one of the disco places down on the ocean. And all that remained of it was the roof and a sign on the top of the roof.
Wow. And
that was quite something. And to see it today is amazing. And I wish you all a lot of luck with all this. And I'm sure it sounds like you're on the right track. One final question today is there public access? And I know you have people can go down to the county park at the end. So that the road is not private, it's public road. But is there parking or is there a place for the public to come down onto the village?
Well, all the beaches in West Hampton Dunes are public access. We have 7 walkways that allow you to go to the beach. The beaches are all public. However, parking is very limited. So there's access, but if you're driving a car, there's very few spots where you can park. However, if you ride a bicycle, you walk, you can have access to, you know, to the 7 different walkways within the village that are all on the ocean.
Are there is there parking at the county? Do you have to be a resident of the county for that?
We have the Cupsog, which is a county park. There are some town parks that have different parking spots for different hours. There's some viewing of nature on the bayside. And Southampton has also a parking lot, you know, within the village also. So there are municipal lots where people can park, some that cost money, some that are free. And again, the access to the beach is free. You just, you know, have to use one of the walkways and, you know, like I said, get a spot that's going to be free or take a bicycle.
The other question I had, you would know the answer to this, and I've always wondered, did the West Hampton Beach villages extend beyond all the way out to the county park, or was there a strip way out toward the end that was just part of Southampton town?
Actually, that's an interesting question. There's a gap between West Hampton Beach and West Hampton Dunes, which is the unincorporated part of Southampton, that the previous administration had discussed plans to possibly West Hampton Dunes would go east, West Hampton Beach would go west, and we would kind of basically take over those two, that unincorporated part of Southampton, and provide local police service and other services to those residents. And it's something that's been kicked around for years, and I would imagine the previous administration was exploring it, and I plan on meeting with Ralph Urban, who's the mayor of West Hampton Beach, and seeing if he has an interest in working jointly to possibly do that and take that unincorporated part of Southampton and make it into the two villages, if it makes sense for our village, his village, and the residents that are in the unincorporated part of Southampton.
Interesting. Thank you very much for being on the podcast. I've enjoyed talking to you, and I want to wish you the best. I think it's going to be the things you're suggesting are going to be good improvements for the village.
I appreciate you having me on the podcast, and I hope you give me a call and you can come visit the village, because since you saw it 31 years ago when the piece of steel was sticking out, I think it's changed a lot. There's a lot of new houses, there's a lot of new landscaping, and I think you should come visit our village and just kind of see what's been accomplished in the last 31 years. It's pretty amazing.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.